ね。
The urge to visit my hometown. I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
Fredo was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
oh please,
your cousin Vinny,
oh Vinny, Vinny, Vinny,
hey, with your cousins, with your family.
Today. Matter of fact, I did pass his house. We were coming from Point Pleasant down 35, and oh my God, the homes. But let me introduce us, and I could start rattling and rolling. You're listening to The Wise Guy and the Lady. Welcome, everyone. First timers, old timers, we're going to have a little fun today. You know what I mean? Lee, are you here, Lee?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Yeah, it's dark out there. It's dark and it's cold here on the east coast of Jersey. Oh, my Lord. Linda, are you listening, Linda? You know our friend Linda from Elizabeth. Well, I seen a disturbing story, which, you know, Cook goes to earn a day's pay, you know, that's fine if you don't rob me. But some girl goes in, orders like a $15 chicken sandwich with all the dressings, and then she sold the donation box to help some kid in town, Elizabeth, New Jersey, to help a kid with get his medicines. He has Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hodgkin's, yeah.
Yeah, and she ordered the sandwich, paid for it, and sold the, while they were making a sandwich, she sold the donation jar. People are crazy, man. Speaking of crazy people, another kid got cut in his face. Got 120 stitches. And you know
what's going on in New York City?
Well, it's not too good. I think there was like approximately 400 uses of a knife, you know, with people being cut last year. And this year it's 500. It's up 20%. It's up 100. Three people were cut yesterday. One.
Do they know why? Are they saying gangs or?
No. I'll tell you why. Because, you know, crooks are dumb because they got to be dumb because if they weren't to be a crook, you got to be dumb, you know. But they're pretty smart in a way. What are the two weapons that are used for centuries? A knife and a gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't carry a gun because you get automatic 5 years. And if it's an automatic weapon, you get 20 years. So people are carrying razors. If they didn't have the razors and cut people, they would be shooting people like when we have them rash outbursts of shootings. Now they're wising up. They're carrying knives. They're doing just as much damage, or probably doing more damage. I guess 125 stitches in your face is a lot worse than being shot in the leg or something. Yeah, they're going mad with a box cutter. I mean, that's how the terrorists took over the planes with razors. And then people, which I've said for the 20 years I know you, people, they got the Walkmans. Of course, Walkmans are at a date now, but they still, people have the earphones on. They could walk off a cliff. They're looking at their computer. They're looking at their smartphone. Somebody slide right up on them. Me, I look at everything. And I carry my cane because, you know, I would look silly walking down the street with a baseball bat. So I carry my cane. I mean, if I hit you in the face with it, you know, especially in this cold weather, you'll know it. But, I mean, they see it on the news. Just don't let anyone close to you. I mean, you know, the footage that they show of these victims, it's 3 a.m, they're walking down the street, and they allow somebody like to walk next to them or walk on. If I'm walking down the street 3 a.m. on a weekday and it's pitch dark, it's freezing, there's nobody there, I see somebody just turn on that block, I'm ducking somewhere and hiding until they pass. I mean, what do they think they're at? La La Land? This is a cold-blooded world. I don't know. I don't know how to resolve this. But as my friend used to say, stay alert, stay alive.
Well, Florida still likes guns better than knives, so what can I tell you?
Well, there you go. I mean, broadcasting from Jersey, and you will go to prison for having a gun. In Florida, you could have a permit and carry a gun. And you answer your own question. You see any slashings in Florida? You see the knockout game in Florida? No. Because the person that you might go to knock out might have
probably
a gun.
Probably has a gun.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Did you see the dog show the other day?
Yes. Wasn't he pretty?
Yeah, it was a pretty dog. He was a German pointer. They use them for hunting. Thanks to that dog. You know, that dog is responsible for my teacher being nice to me in grade school.
Why?
Because Mario Caruso, who lived across the street from me, right? He smoked a pipe. Oh, man. He used to get in his Chrysler and take his dog, Queenie, which was a German pointer, and go hunting and shoot pheasant. And he used to give me the feathers off the pheasant. And I used to give them to Mrs. McPhee. And she used to stick them in her hat. So she liked me, man. I'd give her feathers. The only thing, the feathers had, you know, bugs in them because they were wild birds. So, I don't know, Miss McPhee must have had bugs all through grammar school. Yeah, you know, a little, ticks and stuff, you know.
And the last year's winner came in second.
Yeah, well, that was the Cocker Spaniel, I think.
No, the Beagle.
Well, one of those dogs was from Manchester, Tom's River area. A lot of those dogs are just regular family dogs that hang out. Yep.
Oh, they just showing, we had a big winner here on a scratch-off in Lake Worth. $1 million on that new flamingo scratch-off.
Oh, yeah, the new flamingo thing. All right.
Cool. I think when you were here, I told you to get that, the new one. I keep getting the flamingo.
No, there was a big line. We didn't get nothing that night. There was a big line. Remember? Well, they got it here. They got a 100 timer. They got 5 timer, 10 timer. They got a 100 timer. I think it's
won $1 million.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're getting the Lord is getting very versatile. He took 3 people that we're familiar with. Well, I'm not familiar with them because I learned of, what's her name? Harper Lee, whatever the hell her name is. I don't know. The one who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
And Harper Lee was her name. She was 89 years old. She died of natural causes. And, of course, we all know Judge, who is being laid out as we speak, Judge Scalera, born 1936.
Yeah, Harper Lee, 89 years old.
Oh, back to Harper Lee. Okay, yeah, 89 years old. I was right. But Gregory Peck starred in the movie, and she won presidential honors from the president. She was pretty set. Well, she was from South Carolina or something, and she met Truman Capote, who was a giant director, and he invited her to come to New York, and that's how she got to New York. She's the Kill a Mockingbird, and the rest is history. And then you got the death of Big Ange. So you got a Superior Court judge. You got the writer who won the presidential things, and you got Big Ange. And, okay, we'll see who dies next week.
And you watched the Dr. Oz show, or did you read that?
No, I actually watched the Dr. Oz show. I generally don't watch Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil or any of them. But I watched the Dr. Oz show Tuesday. And who was the guest? Big Ange. And she talked about how scared she was and how, I mean, that's all I got to hear. And I start pushing the panic buttons. She said, no, I went to the doctor. They told me the cancer's all removed. I'm fine. Beep, beep, bop, bop. And then 2 days later, they called me up. The next time they checked me, they said I got stage 4 brain cancer. She said, I don't know what the frig's going on. And I heard her Tuesday on Dr. Oz, and she died Wednesday night, 2-3 in the morning.
Wow.
How do they?
Well, I really.
How does somebody do a TV show? Well, it's like me doing my show right now and dropping dead tomorrow.
You could. But cancer, in my mind, I which you've gone through, I have not. I still think no matter what, you have it removed or no matter which way you, I always think it's still in your body somehow. It's where's it coming from?
Of course it is.
It's still in
there. We all have.
So,
we all have
that.
I mean, when my mother got rest of soul, my sister took her to Philadelphia, one of them cancer, top cancer research, you know, they're all top-notch research centers. But anyway, she took her to Philly, and they checked her, and she had cancer somewhere in her mouth, her tongue, her throat, you know, I don't know. But they said they weren't too concerned about that, but they said where it surfaces or where it's detected is generally somewhere else. 9 out of 10 times it's somewhere else.
They call it the host.
The host. Yeah, I have a host when I go to church. What are you talking about, the host? Be more punctual.
Well, you have a post. You have a usually when they find a little piece, they look to find where the main thing is, and it's called a host.
Oh, okay, all right, very good.
This month is American Heart Month, and that's a big thing. Besides cancer, I think heart is tremendous, and today's Women's Heart Day too.
Well, back in the day, we were talking earlier today, which we don't do too much, but we were talking earlier today, and you were mentioning that a lot of people that you know have had bouts with cancer, and that your parents didn't have cancer. Well, I lucked out. My parents all had cancer, so... I mean, my mother had cancer, my father had cancer, my uncles all had cancer, my cousins all had cancer. But that's when our parents were kids, everything was, every vegetable or every tomato gravy was all done with fresh tomatoes. Fresh stuff, not this canned shit. And we are the product of the canned goods, cold cuts, canned goods, fried stuff.
Fast food.
I mean, you don't hear cancer that much in animals. Animals eat a certain food, and that's it. They stay on one diet. We eat all the shit.
Yep. And use all the shit. Excuse me. That's not like me.
But, for instance, my dog, right? My dog had a big tumor and passed away. But now I have the cats. And I have one of them bowls that you put the water in, and it has a reserve. But every other day, I wash that bowl out because the water gets, slimy in the bowl. I never had that shit with water when I was up north. When I was in Newark, we had a different water system, and Newark water is the best water.
I always had one of the filter systems in my apartment in New York, and I have it in here. One of those Brita filters, faucet or a pitcher.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. My Uncle Jimmy, right? My Uncle Jimmy, my Aunt Angie, his two kids, Johnny Boy and Joanne. Joanne's my age. Well, she would have been my age, but she passed away. She had polyps, cancer, all in her. And my Aunt Angie, Uncle Jimmy, and Johnny Boy, and Joanne used to go into the park, Branchbrook Park, and everybody heard of the cherry blossoms. Well, right there where the cherry blossoms are, there was a little river they called the Second River, and it had water flowing into it from pipes coming out of the ground. And my Uncle Jimmy used to think that it was spring water coming from the mountains. And they all, I mean, my aunt boiled macaronis with that water. And they all died of polyps. That water was probably, there was a factory, Iversley, and it was a chemical factory, a pharmaceutical. You know, they made all the top pharmacy stuff. You know, medicines and cosmetics. And they were probably drinking the runoff.
Polluting it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's that. But it's very important to get checked. I mean, you got the Judge Scalia. He probably had the best health coverage in the world. They didn't detect that he has heart problems. Sometimes, when it's your time, it's your time.
Well, he was a big guy and very heavy. You know,
like Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Probably ate the best foods. Ate a whole cheesecake. Ate a result.
So it's very important, especially when you're either over 40 or over 50, start having all the tests that you need to have. Like the ones you haven't had.
Right, but the mind is only capable of confronting one problem at a time. So, I'm not going to play musical chairs. And I'm not looking for a disease or something wrong with me. I'm really not looking for one. So, I go get a test, I get things done, and I'm there. I mean, if it's my time, it's my time. I'm not going to go nuts. But, I tell you what, I got some health tips for you, all right? Did you know, health tips, your teeth fall under that category, right? Do you know, to whiten your teeth, you need sage leaves. Now, we all know what sage leaves are.
What do you do with them?
You rub them on your teeth like a Brillo pad.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Is that what they...
Well, what do you think the cavemen had? Friggin' Ipana toothpaste or Colgate? They use the sage leaves.
Okay. All right.
It helps you with your breath, too. Smells good.
Okay.
And if you get burnt, cooking or something, you put a little olive oil on. Extra virgin olive oil. Soothes the pain.
Has to be extra virgin?
Yeah. I mean, you can't use Crisco or that shit. You got to use the good stuff. It's like taking generic medicine if you used, the Crisco and stuff.
It used to be butter. Didn't they used to say butter?
Well, maybe you could use
butter.
Yeah, well, butter, oil, it's all the same friggin' thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Butter, oil. As a matter of fact, oil is Italian butter. Did you know that? Oil is Italian butter. Matter of fact, if you look at the ingredients of butter, it says olive oil on it. And you know what? If you got an upset stomach, you ain't got to take Alka-Seltzer. You take a little white bread. Little white bread, preferably Wonder Bread. I don't even think they make Wonder Bread anymore. But you could use Italian bread. You know what it does? It soaks up the aggressive gastric juices. Hey, I got one for you. You know, you don't even have to pay me. You get a earache. Earaches could be a pain in the ass if you got your head up your ass. No, but headaches, earaches could really be a nuisance. You know what you do? You take an onion, right? And you heat it up, right? And you chop it in half, of course. You warm it up slightly in hot water, you know, like you're boiling an egg. And then you take it and you place it over your ear. And it releases fumes, vapors, that it's called allicin. Allicin. Yeah, A-L-L-I-C-I-N. Allicin, right? I know a girl named Allicin. She's moved to Florida, too. But it releases these allicin fumes, and that will take away your earache.
Okay.
And then if the white bread don't work on the stomach thing, you could use white rice with lemon for an upset stomach.
Okay. You know me, I get upset stomachs all the time.
Yeah, well, I tell you what to do. I can marry the thing. You can save on a toothpaste. And you can save on a Borowski stuff. And be all right. All you need is if you eat white bread and you put olive oil on yourself, you can be able to do a lot of things.
Okay.
I didn't like that pope. The pope's my in the Catholic religion, the pope is the top guy. But how could he say that building a wall? You know, he's talking about the Vatican has a wall around it. But I don't want to go, I don't want to get into that because you don't say nothing. If you can't say nothing good about it, you don't say nothing. But, I mean, come on, Pope. When was the last time you looked? You got a wall around your joint, too.
I put the picture of the Pope and Trump on the show.
Oh, okay.
What a weird
right.
twosome that is.
Well, what are you going to do? There's always, the New York Post has Donald Trump sparring with the Pope. Nobody
yeah.
mentioned anybody's name on any of the interviews. They said, they never even mentioned. He never even mentioned the Pope. He never even mentioned Trump. But the media wants confrontation.
Unbelievable.
Media is crazy.
Been a crazy week. Did you watch the Grammys?
No, I did not watch the Grammys. I don't know what I was doing. I was obviously doing. Oh, no, I didn't like them. I didn't like the momentum. I didn't like the rhythm. I didn't like. I just, like when you turn a show on and you just don't like it.
Well, the only part I liked is Lady Gaga has gotten so much better, and I like the excerpts on David Bowie.
Well, what's her name was on the other day? Wendy Williams. And it really pissed me off. It really pissed me off. I don't give a shit if you're black, if you're Puerto Rican, and you got your artist, like the Kans, like Sinatra. Well, she said, I just can't understand how Lady Gaga, and she did like this with her fingers, is singing.
And her boobs.
is singing God Bless America, or, the national anthem. Like, it isn't anybody but Lady Gaga. What do you mean, anybody but Lady? I think she did a beautiful job. Why, you want some rap group going up there? God Bless America. Come on, get fucking real. Give credit where credit's due. She was real classy. She was real good. She was dressed nice. She wasn't overboard. You see these other artists go up there, their shit's all hanging out. Come on. You know what I mean? I'll go online if I want to see all that. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Who's there? Hello? Okay. I guess no one's there. But, I don't know. Lee runs in the wind. But, I don't know. Well, what's his name's got his problems? Spitzer there. Elliot Spitzer, the former governor of New York, got in trouble again with some young broad, 5 years, 20-year-old broad. Yeah, she shook him down. She was a $5,000 a night hooker who accused Elliot Spitzer of choking her in the Plaza Hotel. Last time I was in a Plaza Hotel, I tried to check in there with a turkey. I wonder what they thought of me.
Oh, that's right. You were funny with that. But since we're on New York today, they had a thing. Do you know how much the Naked Cowboy makes in a year?
No, I have no idea.
You ready for this?
Go right ahead.
$150,000 a year.
Well, that isn't really much because... he has got to spend money on his clothes. No, he don't wear any clothes. Holy
he don't
shit.
Wear any clothes.
Oh, I figured he had to buy a wardrobe. Well, he has to buy a hat and a cowboy boots. No, he works 24 hours a day.
Yep. He works a lot of time, but it was unbelievable. Robert John Burke, better known as the Naked Cowboy.
Yeah, well, wow. You break it down. If you work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, blah, 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 blah. I don't have my calculator, but that's about average pay.
And I don't think I'd like to be in my underwear in the weather.
Oh, he's a nice guy. I spoke to him a few times, and... he seems to be a nice guy. You know how
but
you can
the,
tell?
It was interesting because it said the first 3 years it took before he took any money at all, which is kind of interesting. But then he started to accept tips, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Hey, you know that girl on Modern Family, the Spanish girl, whatever the hell her name is? I'm looking for the article. She's getting a... $100,000 an episode.
They're
that's
going
a
crazy.
Lot of money. She's getting $100,000 an episode. So if she shoots 10 episodes, it's $1 million. And the Naked Cowboy, he has to stand out there all winter with his balls out there freezing. Oh my God. Man, he. You know, and he's got to have a smile on his face because if he doesn't have a smile on his face, people they don't want to mess with him. So I wonder if he's in the union. Oh, he's been in movies.
Oh, of course he's in the union. He has to be in the union.
Okay.
I don't know. Does he have to have I wonder if he has a license or something to be able to stand there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I would think so.
They leave him alone.
Yeah, nobody bothers him. Oh, you got to call these people. The Quick and Clean Car Wash in Panama City Beach, Florida, wants to find the owner of a wedding ring that ended up in one of its vacuum cleaners. We were doing all that we can to get this lady her wedding ring. The car wash owner, Lee Stage, said, "It's a beautiful ring. He has been calling the cops, looking on Craigslist, and trying to find the owner." And that's really nice. That's nice. That is very nice. Another guy, he wanted to probably get some Popeye's chicken. And he broke into Popeye's Chicken, you guys. And when he fell through the ceiling, he knocked himself out and got arrested. I wonder if he got to eat the chicken. Yeah, you know, that's in a weird but true thing. Then, two Pennsylvania purse snatchers chose the wrong 81-year-old lady to mess with. After grabbing the woman's bag through an open car window, the crooks fled. But the woman gave chase and rammed the getaway car, leading to an arrest of William Hayden, 34, and Eric Van Nickerate, 30. She locked their asses up. A poor car guy that got caught in New York City, he was a busboy, and he was working in the Silver Spoon restaurant, and some guy was in there, like, shaking people down for, you know, bullshit, telling him he's got a basketball team, sponsored him, you know, give a donation. And he told the guy, yo, man, stop bothering the people. They're coming here to eat. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. And the guy left. He came back 10 minutes later and cut the guy in his face. Yeah, young kid, 24 years old. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I have something new for you.
All right. Let me tell you about this lady real fast. Right? She's a professional stowaway. She's always sneaking on planes. Her name is Marilyn Hartman. She's 64 years old. And she's always sneaking on planes. She just got busted. She got busted twice in 2 days in July. She's trying to sneak on flights. Why just buy the ticket? It's goddamn cheap enough.
Well, it must be in the computer system. They should be able to pick her up, you know?
I don't know who's going to pick her up. Pick who up? What?
They know she's not, you know, she's... Oh, it's
They should know that...
It's to go through security.
I don't know how... Yeah, you all got to go through...
I don't know how she gets in.
I don't know how she does...
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to know how she does it.
Okay.
No, sorry. I don't want to know how she does it because I might try it. And
well, I have this new dating website that looks like... you ready?
All right, okay.
It uses body odor to match you with a mate.
It has a fucking computer smell. It uses body odor.
It's
bullshit.
It's described as the first male odor dating service on its website and potential couples strictly by scent. For $25, men and women can sign up and receive a white T-shirt in the mail. They wear that shirt for 3 days and 3 nights without deodorant and other scents, then return the shirt in a prepaid envelope.
All right. Sounds interesting.
Someone want to try that?
Yeah, all right. Just look online. Send a date. Send a date.
They got all these crazy new ones. MissTravel.com dating site hooks up women looking for men willing to pay for free travel.
You lost me. What did they do?
MissTravel.com. It hooks up women looking for men willing to pay for free travel.
That makes sense to me. All you got to do, instead of buying and bought a ticket, all you got to do is go visit your local escort service and eliminate all of that buying tickets. But I don't know what's going on.
I just thought they were funny. There were a couple
now.
Others, but... Okay.
They're putting it on the black market, breast milk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, breast milk, because people are using it, you know, for their face, for, I don't know, you know how people put creams and overnight cream on their face? They're using breast milk.
I don't know. Hey, listen, what's my horoscope?
What is your horoscope?
Since I've had bad week.
Well, you know
what's
why?
Going to happen to me this weekend?
Because the sun change. The sun's change signs will lead to a broadening of your horizons. And ideas that never meant too much to you in the past will capture your imagination. Some of them may be a little way out, but the important thing is that you're using your mind. So, just reevaluate
the situation.
And, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. Let me hook up. I got to play this song because I...
You need a song before reading your horoscope.
Oh, yeah. I need one because I got to turn the lights on. All right, here's a good song for you because it's appropriate.
I love your song. There it goes.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might say.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
train? No camps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
But
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
how lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Your lips
maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freak out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Ah, but
it's cold.
Well, it may be cold up there. But it's nice down here in Florida, and you have two very good friends of yours when you're ready to talk to them. So when you're ready, you have Beth and Al on the phone.
All right.
Well, just let me know.
I understand. Al's a gentleman. So the ladies go first. I want to say hello to Beth. I don't know if she's mad at me or what.
How you doing, Vinny?
Hey, what are you doing? You ready?
I'm talking to you. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm doing the same. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to tell people what's happening in the world without all that, you know, all that riffraff stuff. And that's about it. I want to say hello to Al. He's from Florida, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay, Al's on.
Hello. How are you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Is that the beach today? I made sure I got home for your show.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's nice to hear.
Hey, you bring me a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it's nice when you're down there and you hear, you just hear and you feel and you see and, you know, when somebody mentions something that you're familiar with, it just makes you feel great. I like
absolutely.
It.
Hey,
well, with all the sharks that have been going on in Florida, I think Vinny's going to go to the pool, not the ocean.
Yeah.
No, you
got
to go to the ocean. Matter of fact, today we had to go to motor vehicle to get the car inspected. So we went to motor vehicle. So I took 70 west, which I'm not familiar with. But no, I took 70 east. Because I knew we couldn't go any further, but we came out in Point Pleasant, and we took the old 35 down, and we rode through like where Joe Pesci lives.
Could have gotten it inspected in Tom's River.
There's what?
There's on Route 70 in Tom's River.
That's
there's
where
a
we went.
Inspection station.
That's where we went to get the car inspected. Now, when you get out of the inspection and you take Route 70, you come out in Point Pleasant.
Nah.
Where Route 70 meets...
Yes, but you didn't have to get the car inspected in Point Pleasant.
No, we had it inspected Lakewood, Toms River area.
Right, right.
And we took 70 back to Toms River. And when we to Fisher Boulevard, we
right.
weren't shooting for that, but we came out in Point Pleasant, and I was just trying to relate to Al and Lee that when you see the ocean and you see the waves breaking and you just smell, it's just great. There's nothing like
it. It is great.
It's very therapeutic for me. I go out there, hang out all afternoon, nice, peaceful. Beautiful.
Wow, it was like warm enough to like hang out.
Was that?
It was nice
sun,
enough
yeah.
to hang out on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. I got my radio on, I listened to it, but I did hear what you said. People with the headphones, I never use them because I want to know what's going on all around me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's one of my biggest peeves back in the day. I mean, you could walk. I mean, come on. You got to be alert. You got to look. I mean, people didn't have much back in the day, but you were aware of who was near you. I was watching a National Geographic thing, and something about Alaska, the new frontier, and this guy, the whole group of people, they try to get away from society in the cities, and he was riding his horse to go visit a friend, and he said the horse is acting a little funny, but then they put a fact up on the screen. Horses smell 100 times or 1,000 times better than human beings. Could you imagine that? That's how they sense people.
Yeah, you know, people say, oh, dumb animals, but shit, animals are smart.
Oh, animals.
Very smart.
The good Lord gave them all of those senses. I mean, they can't talk, but they sure could hear and smell.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's for sure.
I got this one dog over here. I take care of him. I'm a foster home for him. I fell in love with the thing.
I've got to keep him.
Well, I was just mentioning
that to my brother today. My dog passed away. I had it 10 years. She had a tumor, ruptured, and she died. And it was only a year ago. And I'm thinking of getting another dog, but, yeah, I mean, this was like a 100-pound Doberman Pinscher. She was great. But if she's seen a squirrel or something, I went flying, because usually, you know, I'm talking to somebody. And all of a sudden, the dog takes off, ba-boom, I go on my ass. So I figure if I'm 66, I'll be 76. The dog will kill me.
Nah, you get a smaller dog.
Yeah, but it's
so where did you get the foster dog, Al?
Excuse me?
Where did you get the foster dog?
Where my son works. It's a place called Paw Prints over here in Vero. And the parents fell on hard times, so they needed a foster place. They talked to the workers. My son said, I could get this done. He brought this dog home, and it's been with me ever since. And his dad just fell on a little bit more hard times. He's away at college, let's just say. And now I think I'm going to be stuck with this guy. And you know what? The dog loves me, and I love him, and that's what it's all about.
What kind of a dog is he?
It's a blue heeler. I put pictures on Facebook all the time.
I got to look. I got like a million things to look at. Wow, that's cool. That's nice. That's a nice gesture.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, you got people say, oh, the animals are dumb. No, they're not, because they look at you with those big eyes and get you to do all kinds of crazy shit.
I'm feeding my cat by hand. I'm giving her, if I eat a pork chop, I give her half of it. I mean, it's crazy. And
yours eats people food.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, life would get boring if you ate the same friggin' thing every day.
Hey, true story. When I was in the garbage business up in Jersey, and one of my customers, well, one of my stops was Railway State Prison. I found this little orange cat. You're not supposed to get out in the prison, but I seen this little cat. It was the size of a tennis ball. I got out, I picked him up. I put them on my dashboard, turned the heat on because it was a December day, December 7th, as a matter of fact. I turned the heat on. Within an hour, he was getting up, walking all around my truck. He's still with me now, 13 years
old. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Wow. Well, we've got my cat who's taken over my bed today.
Yeah, we got this guy. We drove up to Boston for him.
She's a North End Italian Jew.
You do anything you could for animals, you know. I bought this cat when I found him. It was a little nothing. Now he's a nice size, but when I found him that day, he hit the lottery. He went from Railway State Prison to retirement.
Wow! And now he's in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, how are the dog and the cat together?
Oh, they all get along fine. And they all sleep on the bed, too. I got two dogs and two cats.
I was just saying that to Lee. I had a single bed, you know. I had a small bedroom in the first house that I rented. And I used to sleep on the bed with the Doberman and the two cats. Don't ask me how I did it, but... Man, it was close. You know, we'd all get on, but then when that dog stretches out, forget about it. The dog took off the whole bed from head to toe.
Exactly. And you know what? You make it so you don't mess them all up. So you don't want to inconvenience them, but it's your house.
Yeah, well, man, we got them. I mean, they give you so much joy. You know, my brother said, come on, let's go here. I said, all right, let me say goodbye to the cat, and I come in and tell the cat what I'm going to let the cat know. Well, the cat does know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always say I'm going to be back real soon because if I, you know, because if I had the suitcase out, she'd be freaking out.
Okay. Hey, there Beth, what are you doing? Where are you hiding? What's the matter? You ain't got a quarter to make a phone call?
No, I've been out on Friday nights when you were doing the show.
Oh,
a lot of shows.
I forget.
But I have
no
shows at Kings Point. She, yeah, right?
What?
Right.
Well, Lenny, it's a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Yeah, same here, buddy. I'll see you soon. I'll be down there soon. I got to go to the doctor first, and then I'm going to roll down there.
Good deal. We'll hook up when you come down.
We'll meet you halfway.
Absolutely. Whatever's easier for you guys.
Okay. All right, yeah, thank you.
All right. You have a good night. Take
all
care.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
So have
Beth,
any of the shows been good,
anymore.
What?
You ain't going swimming anymore.
No, I haven't been going because it's been very cold, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
want to come out of the building.
She hasn't been going
with a wet bathing suit, and I don't like going in there to shower and change, so I've been staying home.
No, because her girlfriend hasn't been going. That's why.
Well, but you go to the exercise one anyway. But I don't know. When is Maureen been going?
Asking.
No.
No.
Yes, asking.
Well, maybe when you come down, I'll go.
All right, that's a date. Yeah, we do a few laps in the pool.
Okay, that sounds good. You're coming down after the first?
Yeah. Well, I gotta see this new urologist first. I would have made it sooner, but he's on vacation. Actually.
Oh. Do you have a ticket yet?
I seen him, but I gotta go back to first. He has to explain a few things to me, and but he said all my tests, everything's, you know, good. But again,
good.
Like they told Big Ange, everything's great, and she was dead like a week later.
Oh God!
What are you gonna do?
All
what
right.
are you gonna do? Well,
so you don't have a ticket yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I gotta go to first. If everything's all right, I'll probably be down that week. Because
okay.
I don't have to worry about a ride, this, that. Bing, I could catch a flight tonight if I had to.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah,
that sounds great. How's your new car?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I don't really drive it too much. My brother takes it to work, and... Oh, it's his car, actually. He takes it to work. He leaves at night, and then he comes home in the morning, and we go out. We go shopping. We go full shopping. And today, I went with him to the motor vehicle. Bing, bing, bing. The car passed. So we got to get it, not winterized, but I want to get it checked. So probably before I go, I want to get it checked.
What kind of car did he buy?
Monte Carlo.
Oh, that's Chevy, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a few years old, but it's really nice looking. It's a beautiful color. It's got, yeah, I mean, not that it really matters, but it has like the heated seats. You know, it's not no plain old Chevy. It's a Chevy, but it's like it's really, really
you
nice.
You have heated seats?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you get in, it could be 10 below zero. You get in, within 4 or 5 seconds, your seat's hot.
And
it's so nice if you got a bad back. Oh, my God.
That's wonderful.
Got a
you had a very cold weekend last week, so those seats must have come in mighty handy.
Yeah, well, it was cold. Believe me, it was cold.
I know, I heard.
Actually, I was doing my horoscope. Let me see. Well, I got my horoscope. Beth, what's your horoscope? I forgot.
Gemini,
all right, I'll read yours. This is an important time for career matters. And you are more You know what? And I do this every week. I got to get in the light because I can't see it. I sound like I'm dying here. Okay. Gemini, this is an important time for career matters. You are sure to get several opportunities to show what you can do. Seize them and use them. If you allow these chances to pass you by, they won't come around again for a very long time. So, carpe diem. Seize the moment.
Seize the moment.
All
I'm
right.
not looking for a job.
All right.
Good.
Let's see what happens. Scorpio, the sun moves into most dynamic areas of your chart today. And before you know it, it will be moving so fast that you will have trouble catching your breath. If you make an extra special effort, now you will reap big rewards further down the road. Okay, all right. That sounds like a plan.
Okay, that's a good way to end the evening.
Yeah, well, I want to thank Al. I want to thank Beth. I want to thank you. And I want to straighten this place up. I got more papers because now I just throw them out because I got, like, papers of shows I did last year.
I can hear them. Oh. You're crunching papers. Okay,
Let me do this real fast, real fast. Don't forget, Dr. Tony, VIP Animal Shelter. The only problem is my listeners are in Florida and the vets in Jersey. But you could call them up, VIP Animal Hospital, 908-289-7387. It's 908-289-7387. Ask for Dr. Tony. He'll take care of you. You send it through the mail. You know what I mean? And you got Skype. You can Skype the dog or the cat or the alligator, whatever you got. And put them near the camera. Let Dr. Tony see him. Show him what's wrong. And he could diagnose him just like that.
Cute.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'll see you next Friday, and hopefully pretty soon I'll see you next Friday.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Okay, right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Beth. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you in the morning.
Good night, Benny.
Good night.
Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks again, Al. Talk to you later.
Good night.
Thank you, Lee.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.